On this episode of Courageous Imagination, somehow as adults, like, we tame ourselves, right? And we lose that creativity, or we lose that, like, courage to be silly or do things like that.
I think that what this podcast really exposed is, yeah, sometimes we all go through the same things and we're more alike than we think that we are, but that there's more room for unity than there is for division.
Because I really believe that God speaks to all of us, that we risk missing what God might be saying to us if we aren't able to listen well and broadly. And the challenge to me is to keep thinking about how can we help all of these stories and perspectives.
Thank you to each person who has taken the time to listen to this podcast, and also to those who have been able to join us for the podcast discussions on Zoom. I feel honored and privileged to have been able to share these wonderful stories with you. But this isn't the end of the Courageous Imagination journey yet, so let's continue together, remembering to keep our eyes open so we can perceive the new things that God is doing right here, right now, and in our communities. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please send me an email at mmoua@mcec.ca to let me know what you thought of the podcast. Yeah, so I think it's been a great time we've had. We were just reminiscing that, you know, there's so many other possible conversations that we could have had, and that we can't believe it's already the last episode that we're recording together. But I think it's just been a great time to get to know some of the people that we brought onto the podcast, and for us to also spend this time also getting to know each other, even though it's the last episode. But yeah, maybe we could just start off, Leah, and then Hannah, and then I'll go last, just giving a little bit of an introduction to ourselves.
So I'm Leah Reeser-Keller, Executive Minister with Mennonite Church Eastern Canada, and I'm still pretty new sitting here. I started this role in September of 2020, right in the middle of pandemic times. And now, as we're recording this at the end of May 2021, it hasn't been that long, but going on this journey of courageous imagination and hearing different perspectives from across our broad, diverse, wide, geographically disparate community of faith has been a really amazing way to start to get to know, to get to understand, to go deeper in my experience of the Mennonite Church beyond my own community, Herb Street Mennonite Church, and the communities that I've connected most closely with growing up at Hegerman Mennonite Church and Community Mennonite Church in Stouffville. And for a while, when I was living in Toronto and doing graduate studies at York University in development studies, I got to take part in Jane Finch Faith Community. And so I've been really thankful for the different experiences of church, large and small and formal and informal, that have really shaped my own faith journey. And this podcast, connecting with folks from across MCEC, has brought to mind for me a lot of the different experiences of church and faith that I've had so far.
Hi, my name is Hannah Naguse. I work as the podcast editor of Courageous Imaginations. I'm 23. I attend Bethel Ethiopian Evangelical Church in Kitchener. I am a youth leader on the weekends, and I'm a freelancer on the weekdays. I enjoy art and faith and community so much, so that is always intertwined in what I'm doing throughout the week. I have three brothers, loving parents, and so I'm just always super involved in my community and the youth, and that's kind of my expertise. So I spend a lot of my free time just creating things for them to do, and it's just been so amazing to just listen. And I think that has been a gift I had. I'm more behind the scenes and I'm part of each podcast, but I'm quietly listening and taking notes. And it's been just a blessing to hear and to listen to folks from different backgrounds and experiences and ages. And even in the process of editing, I think I've gained so much wisdom from everybody, from our hosts to our guests. I've just been blessed to hear and listen to everybody's experiences with God and with each other. And it's definitely shaped how I view church and how I view my own faith.
Yeah, so I'm Molly, and you guys have been hearing a lot of my voice lately, hopefully, as you've been tuning in. So I'm married to Johnny, and we've been married since 07, and we have 4 boys. And yeah, so I grew up as, I was a pastor's kid. We always attended. I was always at First Hmong Mennonite Church. I went to Rockaway, and then I did my undergrad at Grable, and now I'm still at Grable pursuing an MTS degree part-time. So I started off at MCEC as an administrative assistant in congregational ministries. And so that evolved into a different role in events and afterwards working in the mission office. So I've been here for about 10 years, and I often joke that, yeah, it's 10 years, but in that 10 years was 4 mat leaves. So I've been around for a while. But no, it's been a really great time. I really resonate with what you, Leah, and Hannah are saying, just about the opportunity to be a part of the different conversations to hear and hear from different people. I think this has been a good time to listen to each other. And I think when we had different guests come on and they were hearing a bit about each other, that it was also really great for them to connect with each other and to hear about what different parts of MCEC is doing. So, yeah, so that's a bit about me and how I've appreciated coming along this Courageous Imagination podcast journey.
I think that's so important, Molly. Like, that's the idea of Courageous Imagination is, if we're really looking ahead, you know, we're kind of looking through a lens of faith to say, what is possible and what might be costly? It might require some vulnerability. It might require us some courage to imagine things beyond our comfort zone. But where is God leading us to think broader than what we know, to think about what could be? And I think in this time when a lot of our societies, a lot of the world is unsettled, our regular structures and patterns, our ways of being, there's a lot of pain in that. And there's also opportunity to think about the new patterns that we might want to develop. And I think that means there's an openness to change and an openness to trying some new things, some alternative ways of doing things, more so than before, because we all have this confidence now that we can rapidly adapt. We never want to hear the word pivot again, but we have that confidence that we can. And so now what? Now what's possible?
I think what you're saying really resonates with thinking of doing things maybe creatively or thinking of doing things out of the box. I stumbled across Avon Mennonite Church's podcast, and I listened to Troy Watson's sermon on, it wasn't courageous imagination, but it was creative imagination. And I loved how he was just talking about how, you know, there was this exercise where they invited people to cross from one side of the room to the other, obviously in pre-pandemic days. And so they would have to cross it differently. And so he said, like, after 5 times, like, the adults would kind of run out of ideas. But he said when they did it for children, he would have to stop the children after 15 minutes because they would just, like, he said, like, moonwalk, and then they would, like, hop on one leg. And so their creativity was just, like, endless. And somehow as adults, like, we tame ourselves, right? And we lose that creativity, or we lose that, like, courage to be silly or do things like that. And so for me, that really challenged me to be like, hey, you know what? That was a really interesting point that he was making, that sometimes even as we are thinking about how we move forward in the next normal, like, how do we take what we've learned and apply it in a new way? Like, we don't have to do things like how we did it before, but taking what we've learned, you know, what did we like about meeting together? Or what was it about the fellowship? Or how can we do mission differently? Or, what is it that is exciting for us that we hear God is calling us to do together? So that just kind of came into mind, Leah, when you were talking about that. So there was a couple of things. I know there are a lot of conversations that we had, but What is something that perhaps surprised you? Was there anything that you heard that you were like, wow, you know, I never really thought about that? Or maybe it was something about, you know, I never really considered that, or anything that you heard in the conversations that surprised you?
Yeah, I think there are certain themes that stood out to me. And I think that's where my mind goes. Like, people were ready to share and to change. Courageous Imaginations is all about being courageous and all about being bold and asking, okay, what does God want to do here? Are we open to that? But I found a lot of people who were willing to share their opinions were also willing to listen and change their own. One thing that stuck out to me, I think it was Betty's conversation, and she was talking about conflict management and I guess how she goes into churches and deals with conflict. The hardest thing is that everybody expects the other person to transform, but that's something we can't control. Like, I can't, when I come into a conversation or when I come into a conflict, I can't control your reaction or even your transformation in this, but I can control my own. I can hope for my own. I can seek my own. And I found that very inspiring, especially in a diverse church body as it is to be Mennonite in Canada. In moving forward, the only way we can kind of progress or adopt or change or even listen to what the Lord is saying is if we kind of focus on the transformation within and hope that God continues to transform other people. Because I find a lot of people in church are waiting for that one leader to change or that one system to change and are pointing the fingers to have other things change. But it starts with us. It starts within us. And we hope that God continues to change those around us. But we can't, I have no power to transform Molly or Leah. Only God does. And so if I let the Lord transform me and I hope that he transforms other, I think it just births a very healthy church. So I guess that was maybe one of the conversations that stuck with me.
Mm-hmm. What about for you, Leah? Anything that kind of stuck out for you, or even what's like a common theme that you heard?
Yeah, you know, I really appreciated some of the order and how they came out. So the first one that came out was an interview with Margaret Nally, who, among other things, is a spiritual director. And she suggested some really simple practices, even for this time of before you open the door, as you receive the email, as you sign on to the Zoom call, just to hold that person in your mind, offer a prayer for them, offer a blessing for them. And I thought that that was a wonderful way to start the series, with just remembering to hold that space, to bless the voices that we're hearing. We worked hard to look for some different perspectives and different voices. And, you know, there are ways that people talked about their faith that were very different from each other. And yet I certainly heard that as well, Hannah. I would agree with you that the people came ready to speak and ready to share, but from a perspective also of listening. One of the things that I liked about this series is that we heard some folks who were talking about the larger picture of, I'm thinking of Kimberly Penner and Jack Suderman talking about the capital C Mennonite church, of who are we as a people and how are things changing? Where do we have unity? Where do we really need to pull apart the unity and understand the power differences that affect us as we look to live out our values of love and justice and peace into our systems and into our congregations? And we had others talking about very specific practices. I loved hearing Craig Freer talk about the unique expression of church that he and his wife Kim are embarking on, of looking outside of a traditional congregational model and thinking about how they can invite people into their home, how they can do life with others, to work at going deeper and learning about God and others and a new understanding of what it means to walk alongside others as we follow Jesus together. You know, for Carrie Lane, also a pastor, talking both about some of the specific practices, the things that she hears from youth, how she talks with youth about doubts that they might be experiencing, what that looks like, and sharing very personally about some of her own experience as an LGBTQ person, of how her church's process around LGBTQ inclusion, ways that that affected her, and some ideas of how congregations can do better at undertaking a journey like that. So we had these high-level views and these, you know, very practical perspectives of a certain context, a certain congregation, a certain person's relationship with the church and with a local congregation. And so that was inspiring to me to see the bigger picture and the details of how you live out those values into your everyday actions, whether that's in a congregation or outside.
Courageous imagination is inspired by Isaiah 43:19. So we want to ask you, what is a new thing you see God doing?
You know, one new thing that I see God doing is helping break down some of our geographic barriers. You know, for the last number of years, we had access to these tools, to phones, to video calls and conferences, and yet we always saw them as sort of second best, and to be honest, they still are. Like, and yet what I've seen when we've all been prompted to be on Zoom is the way that it can break down barriers, opening up new ways for people to connect to councils and committees, to be part of events and trainings and workshops, and for us to start building genuine relationships with people that we may only meet once a year or may never have met in person, and yet we're finding ways to connect.
For me, I see God trying to expand our imaginations. And it's similar to what you're saying, Leah, that church isn't the same as it used to be. And we're in a space of trying to figure out what that means. We can't do and be together and do church the same way we've done. And so, you know, what does this mean? You know, we're meeting on Zoom now, and we're virtual. Our worship now can be used as a way of mission. You know what? We have a lot of things in common. And I think the one thing that I would see is that each person also, I think they embodied Christ in them through everything that they were doing, through what they were talking about. I think of the words, the kingdom of God, and that each person is trying to bring the kingdom of God through their life, through their hands, because they're working, or they were advocating or trying to work for a better change or a better world. And specifically, like Mim and Lindsay and Herb and their work with like the Indigenous rights and the Truth and Reconciliation group. And then even Hannah and Aiden and Andy, as you guys were talking about the youth work that you did and your own experiences and why it is that you want to stay connected with your youth so then you can lead them to be better equipped to do God's work than maybe what you felt you were doing. And I think of Margaret Nally and her work with the vulnerable and the vulnerable and those in the margins of society in like downtown Kitchener, that each story is unique, but I think each story also reflected like the light of Christ in them, that they were doing it because they had experienced Jesus and they had experienced God. And for us as Christians, as followers of Jesus, that when we have that, like there is just the love and the compassion that we have for those around us. And I don't remember who said it, but somebody had talked about like shalom in the wholeness, and that when we can feel peace and shalom in the wholeness when everyone else can experience that. And so I think that has inspired me. I think that also was also a little bit surprising, but I think just in the ways that, you know what, like I think Betty said, like we all go through suffering, like life happens, and there's so much that we have in common that we wouldn't know unless like we talked with each other, unless we had heard from this from each other.
And I find also one thing that came up a little bit, I think maybe in Aiden's conversation, was sort of like he was speaking about like how he felt kind of separated from other congregations. And he was like, I want to reach out and I want to know who you are in this congregation, or we've been in the same city and I've never met you before. And we were kind of talking about, I guess, the factions of society and culture, ethnicity, or those kind of things somehow become barriers. When in fact, if we are united as Mennonites or just as Christians or as Bible-believing people, it's, although, you know, we want unity, sometimes it's just hard. Like Leo earlier was talking about geographically, like you have people in Toronto or New Brunswick or different parts of the nation. And we're just seeing now us finally connect with those people or have conversations with people from Montreal. But yeah, I was just sort of thinking about that theme of like division or faction. And I think that what this podcast really exposed is, yeah, sometimes we all go through the same things and we're more alike than we think that we are, but that there's more room for unity than there is for division. Like we can be more unified. And that is like a hope that we can hold on to.
Mm-hmm. One of the ways that I think about it, and I see this in the different, you know, the different parts, different experiences of our Mennonite church body, is a really distinctive part of our Anabaptist faith, is that we act. You know, we put our faith into action. Our faith is not just, you know, something out there. It's not just an esoteric thing. Our faith is in the practical choices and what we do with our lives and every day. And for some, you know, for some within our community, folks are putting their faith into action and are taking lunch to land defenders in Caledonia, or are looking to serve in different contexts that really put themselves personally standing up to injustice, or, you know, going to a protest, taking part in Black Lives Matter movements. And yet for others, their expression of putting their faith into action is telling their neighbors about Jesus, looking to live life on life, looking to step out of their comfort zone and explore new ways of discipleship. The direction that putting your faith into action takes, it goes different ways. People are shaped by their experiences, by what they're passionate about. And yet it's that core desire to act that, you know, we can't keep quiet, can't keep still. We have to act and live out our faith into real and tangible ways. And I think that is a uniting factor.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that comes to mind as you kind of think of and reflect on some of the podcast episodes that, you know, was there like a quote or was there something that just kind of stuck with you? Anything else that you wanted to mention?
One of the things that I learned through this series, I'm thinking especially of the Intercultural Church podcast episode. Heijung Jesse Yum talked about this idea of the double consciousness, that folks who are living as minorities or as racialized or marginalized people might experience, of both presenting to the dominant culture and looking to fit in there, and yet also having another experience of culture and identity that's not always visible, and of maintaining those two identities. And that really stood out to me to think about as a church body that is very diverse, of folks who have all kinds of different identities. And yet we know that often it's the it's a white identity that has tended to have more power across Mennonite church structures and institutions. So that's changing. What are we missing? And what more could folks like myself learn if we find ways to help cross some of those boundaries and to bring more perspectives forward that might not always be seen or heard from the usual positions of power within the organization. So that's something that I'm curious about for me, is what more could I be learning? What's part of many people's experience of church or of faith that I don't know about, but could benefit from learning more about. So that opens some questions for me of, because I really believe that God speaks to all of us, that we risk missing what God might be saying to us if we aren't able to listen well and broadly. And the challenge to me is to keep thinking about how can we help all of these stories and perspectives come more into a common understanding of what it means to be Mennonite in Ontario and Quebec and New Brunswick these days.
Mm-hmm. When you were speaking, it reminded me of when Linda had talked about her own experience of wanting to be, of being a lifelong learner. And she talked about, she really liked the imagery of like the journey and that we are on a pilgrimage and a journey with God. And we never arrive. There's always something new that we're learning. And there's always something new that God is revealing to us. And so, yeah, I think that this is definitely a journey. This has been a really great like learning experience for all of us as creating a podcast from scratch and not having any experience on doing it. But I think we've come a long way and we've created something really great together. And so just, acknowledging that, you know, it's scary taking risks, but, you know, we make mistakes. We record a podcast that's too long and then it's really long to edit. And so we learn from those. But I think, yeah, that's a part of it. Like we need to take risks and figure it out along as we go because, nobody's perfect, but you know what? We're trying and when we have some good laughs along the way, but we learn more about each other and about God on that journey.
There was one episode where they talked about holding space for other people. And I think, space is like the word that sticks out to me the most. Even like answering your question, Leah, I think we all have that too, because even me, myself, I'm like, I do want to learn more about faith, about God, about community, about activism, about all of these beautiful things of righteousness and justice that the Mennonite Church stands for. And that really calls us into going to different spaces because I find that for all of us, or maybe I should just speak for myself. I find myself in the same spaces, in the same circles, around the same people, and it's comfortable and it's my comfort zone and it's my family and I love it. But you are also my family. And I need to meet other people and I need to be in spaces where other people are in charge or have their own perspectives. So even for me, even being part of this podcast, I was thinking, well, I'll just be behind the scenes. Like, I'll just do the work. I'll do what they want me to do. Like, I'll try to hand things in on time. And I found myself actually being more engaged than I thought I would be. And I found, wow, like, I don't listen to other voices besides my own and my people around me. I don't hear other perspectives. And at first, it might have, I don't know if scary is the right word, but it might have been uncomfortable because it's like, well, I've never heard that before. I've never seen that view before. And maybe a bit like, well, I don't know where I'm getting myself into because I'm not used to this, but kind of embracing that discomfort and being, okay, let me just listen. And I think it was very intentional, the role I played in this podcast, to just be the editor behind the scenes and listening, because I was able to engage with what was being said and be actually in the room. Because I was never really in the room. And sometimes you have to walk in the room. And sometimes you need to be invited to the room. But regardless, you need to be in the room when people are speaking or having discussions or making decisions.
Sometimes we get really comfortable being in our own like circles, being in our own congregations. But realizing that MCEC is like 99 other congregations together. And sometimes, it's uncomfortable going in and meeting new people and not knowing what to talk about. And there's like awkward silences. But I hear that there is a longing for like wanting to create connections and creating relationships and stepping and just kind of being okay with being uncomfortable so that we can move outside of what we've created, outside of our own comfort space.
Mm-hmm. You know, as I was thinking about the courageous imagination journey, it was important to me that we find ways to hear each other's stories, because I think that is really what can be transformational. You know, we can see statistics about how many different congregations are part of Mennonite Church Eastern Canada. We can know, you know, in theory, people have different perspectives and, you know, different parts of our Anabaptist theology has more or less focus in different areas. We know we speak 17 languages across our community. But when we meet Hannah, who's a youth leader from Bethel, and our brains are just wired for a story and to connect to each other. And that's what I hear again and again across MCEC is people have this desire to know, who are we together? Who is part of our family together? So that's part of my hopes for this podcast, that folks who are listening, who are part of Mennonite Church Eastern Canada, would be able to think, oh yeah, I know a Mennonite in Montreal. I heard Andy from Assemblée de la Casse. And who do I know who's a Mennonite who is Ethiopian in Kitchener? Oh, I've heard Hannah speak from Bethel, and she's a youth leader as part of that congregation. Who do I know who's a Mennonite in Leamington? I know there's lots there. Oh, we heard Linda's story, and she is part of Faith Mennonite Church. To be able to hear each other's stories, I think, makes it real in a different way. And I think it helps to open us to transformation, because then it becomes personal. It becomes about people who are living their faith with authenticity, instead of just being about the theoretical knowing that we have this diversity among us, to really start to put some faces to it and think about these relationships that we're building together, that we're all part of this movement together of living out our Anabaptist Mennonite faith, of putting that in action. And we're not alone. We're doing it together in this community.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great way to sum up the podcast, that whole bit right there. I couldn't think of a better ending for us for this. But I don't know, Leah, do we want to talk a bit more about like the next steps for Courageous Imagination, how people can get more involved, what you and I are working on? I guess I should go first, because so as we are wrapping this up, or as people are listening, we're putting together a podcast facilitation guide that we are hoping to get translated into different languages, so then people can take what they've heard and do it and experience it in their own language. So that is one barrier that we've realized, that, you know, everything we've done is in English. And if we want to hear other people's voices, that we need to do it in a language that they can understand. So that's one simple way that we're trying to hear some of those voices. And then also just making the podcast really accessible and easy for pastors to just kind of take, you know, we could be like, hey, you know, this is a good clip between this time frame and this. You can play it with in your Zoom service, and then you could go into breakout rooms and talk about whatever it is that topic is. So that's what I'm working on, is a podcast with facilitation guide and creating a really easy Zoom service and putting out the clips and be like, okay, hey, you can get the clips on here. Maybe these are some possible like songs you could sing or you could play. And so, yeah, so it just really makes it much easier for pastors and congregations to kind of pick up, and maybe they have their own Courageous Imagination Sunday or a Courageous Imagination like Sunday series. But those are our kind of our hopes and dreams, that people can take the episodes and they can plop it into ways that they think is useful for them and to encourage them in their journey, and to hear more about the other people and the stories that we've put into the podcast. So those are some more of the hands-on practical things that we're doing next and working on next in the Courageous Imagination Journey.
Imagination podcast series is just one part of our larger Courageous Imagination Journey across Mennonite Church Eastern Canada. We are taking this time over the coming year, from about April 2021 on to April 2022, to take this as a season of revisioning, a season to look at discernment for us as a regional church body of how God is calling us. We're looking to hear from individuals and from congregations, from partner ministries across MCEC as we think about what does this next chapter look like? What should our priorities be? Who are we together? How do we look at the language of who we are? What is our mission as a regional body together? What are our values that hold us together? And so this podcast is one way to begin hearing from each other, because this is a conversation we want to have together, not just behind closed doors, not just feedback coming into MCEC's executive council, but to be able to have this as a conversation together across our body. And I really believe that having these conversations is part of the transformation itself. And I know for myself how much I've learned and been challenged through the different perspectives that we've heard in this podcast series. And I really look forward to hearing from folks who have been listening along to see what stands out for you. How is God calling you as you listen to others? Where do you feel that God is calling us as a regional church body of Mennonite Church Eastern Canada together?
Courageous imagination. Courageous imagination. I wanna dream beyond and beyond.
Let's continue the journey together, remembering to keep our eyes open so we can perceive the new things that God is doing right here, right now, and in our communities. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Make sure to follow us at Mennonite Church Eastern Canada on Facebook and Instagram. And share this podcast with your friends. See you soon.